When you hear the word meditation, what comes to mind? Perhaps something foreign to our Catholic faith. Well, Padre Pio advised meditation, and his advice might be exactly what your prayer life is missing. Stay tuned. Ave mundi spes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. We're grateful to all those who quietly helped this apostolate continue reaching souls through Padre Pio's spiritual legacy. Today's story may touch your heart in ways you did not expect. Today we turn once again to the wisdom found in Padre Pio's letters. This time he speaks about something that I think many of us have at least heard about, but maybe don't always know what to do with in practice. Meditation. Now, when we hear that word, it can mean a lot of different things these days. And I want to be clear from the start, the meditation we're talking about isn't about emptying the mind or dissolving into some kind of cosmic consciousness. Nothing like that. In our Catholic tradition, meditation is a form of mental prayer. It's a conscious, intentional effort where we use our mind, our imagination, and even our emotions to connect with God. You take something from the faith, maybe a passage from Scripture or a mystery from the life of Christ, and you stay with it. You think about it. You imagine being there. I'm sure you get the idea. With that in mind, let's hear what Padre Pio had to say. First and foremost, prepare the subject of your meditation. There is not always a need to use a book in order to prepare for this. Any truth of our religion can be the object of our meditation. Once the material for meditation has been chosen, place yourself in the presence of God. Humble yourself profoundly in the consideration of who you are and whom you are before. Ask God for the grace to make good the mental prayer that you're about to undertake, so that you can derive the fruit that God most desires. Finally, recommend yourself to the intercession of the Most Holy Virgin, as well as to all the heavenly court, so that they may help you meditate well and keep every distraction and temptation away from you. Let's just pause here for a moment. How often do we begin prayer without really doing that? Padre Pio encourages a kind of interior awareness, to recognize who we are and before whom we stand, to humble ourselves and to ask God for the grace to pray well, because even that is a gift. And honestly, distractions are probably one of the biggest reasons many people become discouraged in prayer. We sit down to pray, and within seconds, our minds are somewhere else entirely. Padre Pio reminds us that prayer is not about instant perfection, but about returning ourselves quietly to God. In one of his letters to Maria Gargani, he writes, "Meditation is the key to progress in the knowledge of self as well as the knowledge of God, and through it, we achieve the goal of the spiritual life, which is the transformation of the soul in Christ." In a letter to Anita Radote, he even suggested a posture for meditation. Try to put yourself in the presence of God, knowing that He is really there in the center of your soul with the entire heavenly court. Begin your prayers and meditation from there. Try to close your eyes, hold your head upright, resting your forehead on the palm of your hand or hands, whichever is easier. So, something like this. It may seem like a small thing, but Padre Pio understood that even our posture can help recollect the soul. And perhaps this is why so many people today feel spiritually exhausted. We are surrounded by noise, distractions, anxiety, and constant movement, yet our souls still long for silence before God. One of the beautiful things about this community is that we are learning these things together, slowly, imperfectly, but sincerely, under Padre Pio's spiritual guidance and intercession. And for those who feel called to go even deeper, the Protected Child of Padre Pio prayer family exists precisely to help souls remain rooted in prayer, trust, and spiritual companionship. And then he gives a very clear recommendation for the content of meditation. I want the thought of the suffering and humiliation of Jesus to be the usual subject of your meditation. If you practice this, in a short time you will experience its salutary fruits. Such meditation will act as a shield to defend you from impatience when the most sweet Jesus sends you suffering. Padre Pio often recommended meditating on the great moments of Christ's life, his passion, death, resurrection, and ascension. But as he himself said, any truth of our faith can become the object of meditation. Padre Pio continues, after you have meditated thoroughly on the subject in all its aspects, then pass to resolutions. Make it your purpose to amend yourself concerning that defect which most hinders your union with God, and which causes many other defects and sins. Propose to exercise a particular virtue. Then ask God for all those graces and for all those helps which you feel the need. Recommend all the men to the Lord, either in general or in particular. Pray for the living, pray for the dead, pray for the unbelieving, pray for heretics, and pray for the conversion of sinners. In closing, Padre Pio recommended 2 periods of meditation each day, each about half an hour. Once in the morning to prepare for the battle, and once in the evening to examine your heart and purify your soul from any worldly attachments. Now, that might sound demanding at first, but here's something worth remembering. If you've been praying the rosary and actually tried to reflect on the mysteries, you've already done this. So whether you're just beginning or have been meditating for years, the invitation is the same. Humbly place yourself in God's presence, take a truth from the faith, and stay with it, even if only for a short while. Thank you for spending this time with us today. If these reflections on Padre Pio's spiritual wisdom help strengthen your prayer life, we invite you to subscribe and continue journeying with us through his spiritual legacy. And if you feel drawn to become more deeply part of our prayer family as a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll find a link below. May Our Lady and Padre Pio guide you ever closer to Christ.